RSM Central's Form Express.
Grand final eve, race day is enormous here right across the country, but especially here in Victoria. Two country cups, Moy Stakes night, Kilmore Pacing Cup night. Let's hear from Harry White regarding his best bets at the Coleraine meeting.
Best, race 8, number 9, Emissary. Value, race 9, number 2, 3 and 4, Pence. Quaddy, 5, 8, 11 in the first leg. Second leg, 3, 5, 11. Third leg, 4, 5, 8, 9. Last leg, 2, 6, 12, 17. Play of the day, have an all up. Race 2, number 13, Jocelyn into race 3, number 12, Shalaga.
Adam Credit is calling the action there at Coleraine today, and he's been good enough to help us out with our Form Express. Good morning to you, Adam. Thanks for your time, mate.
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Do you like this card?
Yeah, there's a couple of shorties that look like winning early in the day. I think Dan Thunder can get us off to a good start. Race 1, number 4, he's had the one run for a new stable. Horse that finished immediately behind him came out and won his maiden at Horsham earlier in the week, and he should be better for that run. He's about even money at the moment, race 1, number 4.
All right, then, have you any other specials for us, or maybe a quaddie?
Yeah, race 4, number 1's an intriguing runner, Trade Fair Express. He's my second pick in the race, but I think he's the best value on the program. He's had the three runs for a new stable, but he finally gets up to a trip, which sees his best form when you look at him from last campaign. So he might be an improver there at about $20, race 4, number 1. As far as the quaddy goes, first leg, number 1, you could take one out in the lap of the gods. He'll be an odds-on favourite, but if you can't afford it, 5 written rules might be the insurance runner. So we'll go 1 and 5 into 1, 3, 6 and 12. The Cup, I think, is a very open race this year. I'm tipping Global Gift, but it's no mean to walk in the park. So take numbers 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 and 10. And we come home skinny in the last. I think the two favourites will fight it out there. Terrace House and Arms give us a 2 and 8 only in the last leg. If you take all those numbers, it's $112 for the full 100%.
Now, you would know this, the answer to this question, Adam, because I've had a chat to a few people today and I keep getting two different answers. Coleraine or Coleraine?
I think the locals down here call it Coleraine.
Yes.
I don't think there is a wrong answer, though, but the people down here in the southwest pronounce it Coleraine.
We'll call it Coleraine then. Good on you, mate. Good calling today. We appreciate your time.
Good on you, Gareth. Thanks, mate.
In race 8 on that program, Terrace House looks tough to beat. Here's Michael Kent Jr.
Yeah, so very important you draw. It's a bit like a footy oval, that track. It's very tight, so it's very important you draw inside, and we've done that. So just need to hold a spot there in the first four. He's a smart horse, and whilst he's going into it a little bit soft, it's a nice race for him. I think he's a definite winning chance.
All right, then. So that's Michael Kent Jr. talking about Terrace House, who's around the $2.90 favourite in that final race there at Coleraine, and does look tough to beat. Now, I made a mistake. I pushed the button. I went Harry White's best bets there at Benalla when I was talking about Coleraine. So this is his Benalla best bets. Here's Harry White talking about this meeting there at Benalla.
Best, race 8, number 9, Emissary. Value, race 9, number 2, 3 and 4, Pence. Quaddy, 5, 8, 11 in the first leg. Second leg, 3, 5, 11. Third leg, 4, 5, 8, 9. Last leg, 2, 6, 12, 17. Play of the day, have an all up. Race 2, number 13, Jocelyn into race 3, number 12, Shalaga.
Now we'll go back to Harry White's best bets at Coleraine.
Making my best, Morton's Fork. Race 7, number 2, Value. Race 6, number 3, Kenny Move. Quaddy, first leg, 1 and 5. Second leg, 1, 2, 3, 6. Third leg, 2, 3, 5, 8. Trim up the last with numbers 2 and 8. Lindsay has a couple of shorties to kick off the card. So all up race 1, number 4, into race 2, number 12 is my play.
Now, usually on Benalla Cup Day, Rick McIntosh, he's taking photos with people there rocking up with footy clubs, having their footy trips, netball trips as well on grand final leave. But once again, you'll have to provide us with the atmosphere and the excitement with no one there behind the binoculars for Benalla Cup Day. And he joins us now. Good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning to you, Gareth, and all your listeners.
What a ripper race this is, the Benalla Cup. They must be over the moon with the quality that is assembled for this year's feature.
Well, it's always been a pretty good race, to be honest. So I think they'll be more than happy. I think they'll be pretty disappointed that they've got a cracking day and no one here, to be honest. But anyway, the show goes on and it's a really good program. We've got a good day weather-wise and looking forward to doing our best for you, Gareth.
How do we back a winner then, Rick? Where do we start with your specials?
Well, I'd be shocked if Camborne didn't start in the red in the last number 17. He finished last prep, within 5 lengths of the winner in the CSAs and the Australian Guineas. And he ran second up at Sand. First up as a gelding at Sandown. He ran into a really smart mare called Cirilio Miss from the Wild Camp. He'll start favourite and most probably win tomorrow at Sandown. And he's lobbed up here today. He was in a move. He got into the race. And I can't see him being beaten, to be honest. But sometimes they find a way to get beat, don't they? But race 9, number 17 for me.
All right, Dan, have you got a value bet or maybe a quaddy for us at Benalla there today, Rick?
Look, I could get the inside information, but I haven't. I don't mind the Cousin Scott's horse, Real Gunny. Won his maiden in the city and had a really good prep last time. He was still a multiple city placed, and he probably could have got him to Hong Kong if he wanted to part with him, to be honest. But he ended up sticking with him. He only had one run last prep. And he didn't handle the soft going all that well, so he was so he stopped on him and started again, thinking, well, there's no good having him up, this time of year if he won't get through the ground. So, as I said, I haven't rang him to see what kind of order he's in, but I just thought of the double figure odds. He was a really good each way play, race 6, number 11, because he's not a bad horse. Race 6, number 11, Real Gun. Another bit of value I had was in an earlier race, in race 2. BZ from .com was tipping this horse off the jump out at the Cougar when it ran first up one, race 2, Wine with Tears, down near the bottom somewhere it is. It was never in that race at the Cougar, and then just late got out and flashed home and ran third, and it presents here second up and it's double figure odds. So it's obviously a cup day maiden. They're not easy to win either, but I just thought of it as an each-way go. That might have been worth a little play earlier on in the day, Gar.
Race 2, number 14. Just quickly, mate, do you have an opinion in the cup?
Look, Mick Moroney's got a great association with this race. He's won it on several occasions with horses that he's got spring plans for. So I think there's a good lead there for the favourite Emissary. But in saying that, the opposition is not too bad. The Archie Alexander horse gets the blinkers on today. He was the perennial Country Cup winner last year. He's well suited to this grade, and obviously the Ma Eustace and Friedman stables aren't coming here for fun either. So it's a good competitive cup favourite, the one to beat.
All right, then. Good calling there. Get on the phone to the uncle, mate. Let us know, please. That'll be much appreciated.
He's probably listening and driven the truck halfway off the road. Going, I'm going to tip it to Rick. No, he's not a punter, so
it's all right.
You'd probably be good for some mail, Gareth.
All right, mate. Good on you, Rick. Thanks for that. Mike Moroney joins us talking about Mike's success in that Benalla Cup, Rick was, and he's been good enough to join us on this Friday morning. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, morning, Gareth.
Emissary, looking forward to seeing this galloper step out once again. It does look a nice race for him in the Cup. What can you tell us?
Yeah, it does. Look, it's a bit of a rise in class, but in saying that, it's a rise in distance which will suit him. Look, he's trained on really well. We can't fault him. He's gone forward and just kept improving his work Tuesday. It was very good. We're going in there. Hope we'll get a bit of luck in running from barrier one, which sometimes goes against you, but it looks as if the horse of Friedman's usually leads and goes along at a reasonable gallop, so I think it'll be a truly enough run.
Your stable does a wonderful job identifying these European gallopers. When you first purchased this horse, did you have big hopes for him, or when you get these gallopers, it's just a wait-and-see job and you just hope that they can progress as well as you thought they might once you purchased them?
Yeah, look, I hadn't set eyes on him until he arrived. So, yep. He's a lovely type of horse. You'll see him there today. Really nice, big, strong horse by a very good siren, Kingman, who's really set the world alight since he's been at stud. And I think he's a half a little 2 mile winner. So he's sort of got a bit of a vote because I think Kingman was more of a miler. He's a lovely horse. He brings good form to Australia, as in three-year-old form. The horse that he ran second to and won the lead-ups to the Derby, ran second in the Derby. So that sort of form franks that he had, definitely had ability. It was pretty lightly raced and pretty new about the whole thing, but he'll keep improving, I would think.
What about Milford?
Yeah, well, he gets his chance today. Yeah. I thought his run at Flemington was good, although he did look the winner when he chimed into it, because he travelled like the winner. And it didn't quite round it off. My only little concern about him would be the fact that he's at a pretty torrid time. He came over for the Derby in Sydney, flew back to New Zealand, and they gelded him and then sent him across to him quite quickly. And whether it's just all come too quick for him is a little question mark that they will tell. But certainly, if he went through his New Zealand Derby form and his form in New Zealand, he'd be right up to this.
How do you think the Admiral will go today from an inside gate second up?
Look, I think I might have underdone him for his first one. He came back in not carrying a lot of conditions, so I was being pretty easy on him, just thinking he didn't need a lot of work. And so I went into it pretty a little bit fresh, and he stopped out of it. But today we've reversed it and done a fair bit of work with him going into it, so he should be well suited there.
You've got Lighter, Sound and English King going around in the... Well, Lighter's going around in the sprint over the 9.55 and Sound and English King in the JRA Cup, which is race six at the Valley tonight. You confident with any of those?
Lighter has trialled very well. Yeah. Really has trialled well. Just drawn out a little wee bit, but look, he's a nice type of horse, and I think on his day he's quite a good horse. So, be interesting, and certainly... His two jump outs have been really good, so we're going to do it with a bit of confidence. The two in the JRA Cup are probably wanting to go a bit further. Their best form is definitely further than this, and English King did miss a little bit of work. He's going to run on the naturalism, but we had a little bit of a foot problem, and he missed having to go there. So we've gone to Moonee Valley. I'm not sure if it's this sort of track. We'll find out a bit more tonight, but both of them are better going a bit further, so they'll be placed chances, I would think.
It's always a pleasure, Mike. Hopefully you're looking after Wayne, and we'll catch up with you probably in the next week or so, mate.
He's a hard one to look after.
Yes, good on you, Mike. There's Mike Moroney joining us there, going through his runners today and tonight. Day Form Express, great to have racing back on a Friday night at Moonee Valley, and it's a Group 1 night as well. The Moyer Stakes, the sprinters to do battle over 1,000 metres. Let's hear what Mark Guest, who is a Moonee Valley specialist, by the way, has to say regarding his best bets.
The quaddy, I'm taking two quaddies. I'm going skinny in the first leg in one of them, but 12.9768 into 6.153, 11.64 race seven, and the final race 7.11.9.2 and 1. My two each way bets are race 2 number 8 and race 8 number 7, and my best is Mr. Mozart, race 3 number 1 and race 5 number 12, Yulong Kamal.
So that's Mark Guest's thoughts there at Moonee Valley tonight. Michael Kent Jr. He'll saddle up along with Mick Price Lombardo in race number 2.
He's going super. Barrier 2 is slightly tricky. There's a lot of speed in this race, and he's a speed runner. Got a very good young kid on Alana Kelly. She's confident, and just don't want to see him back fourth or fifth defence. If he can just stay one off and be in the first three or four, he'll be right there. So, if you guys can get the speed map right, I think he's going to go really well. He's flying.
So that's Michael Kent Jr. talking about... Lombardo's the $2.70 favourite with the tab. Let's have a look at some of the key runners in the Moyer. And here's Cliff Brown talking about the Inferno.
I think if they do go quick, he'll be further back than he was in the McEwen, as people have said. You know, it was run at a pretty steady pace. And so you'd imagine if they do fly along, he'll be a little bit further back, which probably, it can... Honestly, Michael, I do think it just depends how the track's playing.
Let's hear from Mick Price. He's got his exciting three-year-old Profiteer going around first up in the Moyer.
Fast is fast, and he's going to come out of the gates fast, and then it'll be up to Jai what position he takes, depending on what's going on around him. I don't think there's too much to drive him mad, apart from Miss Albania. Don't think Matty Laurie's horse in a 1,000-metre race around Moonee Valley will want to be eyeballing or anything like that, but that will all be up to the jocks how that rolls out, but he'll definitely bang out of the gates. But he's going well, and wouldn't shock me to see him win.
He's Peter Snowden on Wild Ruler.
Looking at the horse, he's probably the strongest I've had him. There's no doubt about that. He's in very good order. Looking at an ideal world, if 1100 will probably suit him better. But look, he's still very, very sharp. He's fresh. He's well, and he's a good try too. He loves a fight. And if he can stay in touch with his horse tonight without getting out of his comfort zone early. Oh, I think we need to keep them in our sights. They're too quick, but give them too much head start and the rail out at Moonee Valley. I think it's been playing very much up on speed. So I think they'll be in our minds to make sure begin well and just keep them in our sights and probably be in the first three or four.
Here's Jason Warren talking about Brooklyn Hustle.
Look, we're going to need a genuinely run race. Obviously, Profiteer's going to roll along and lead, and I just hope that Miss Albania rolls forward and puts pressure on him, or Fallen Sky, you know. We need a genuinely run race for her to hopefully break through late, and you always need that element of luck.
So what's your gut feel? Is this the best you've had her coming into a campaign almost?
Oh, it's definitely the best we've ever had her.
So it's a great meeting tonight at Moonee Valley. And looking at that market once again for the Moya Stakes, you got Trekking $11, Wild Rules had support $7, The Inferno at $5, September Run at $10. Johnny Allen takes over there from Craig Williams, who's decided to ride Trekking. Ballistic Lover at $12, and Profiteer's the favourite at $3.50. Ian Humphries has done the form for us at Nara this afternoon. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth.
Take it away with your best bets, please, and then a quaddie.
Yeah, the best is race 4, number 4, Star Spark. Showed good pace on the Boo in the Waterhouse stable. Tom Barry, two today. Waterhouse has scratched the stable, mate. So going with this one, race 4, number 4. Now the best is race 7, number 8, Persisters. Resuming here, she's 2 from 2. She's tried well for her return, and she also draws value too, so she'll be hard to beat. The quaddie, the first leg, will take numbers 1, 5 and 7. Second leg, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 7. Third leg, just 8 and 9. And come home with 1, 4, 5, 7 and 12.
Good luck, Ian.
Thanks, mate.
Shane Montgomery's done the form for us at Scone. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners.
Take it away, mate, with your best bets and a quaddy, please.
All right. Well, in race 3, I think number 7, Montari's worth a bet. He was having his first run in a race. He had very little luck at home here last start. He should relish the step up in distance he's attempting today. And from the inside gate, he should have less to do. So hopefully race 3, number 7, Montari. And the best is a bit earlier in race 2, the Sherpa, number 9, who's resuming. Gear changes have been made. He's making a home track debut today. And the very short distance should be ideal first up. Race 2, number 9, the Sherpa. In our quaddie, in the first leg, 3, 6, 10 and 14. The second leg, 1, 7, 10 and 12. 3, 7, 12 and 13 in the third leg, and 3, 6, 12 and 15 in the last leg.
Good on you, Shane. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
Racing tonight as well at Queensland on the Sunshine Coast. Good morning to you, Howard Walter.
Yes, g'day, Gareth. Yeah, the bar opens at 6 and I'll be serving coffees and port at 9.30 okay. At the Sunshine Coast.
And you'll be knocking on the door at 5 to 6?
Absolutely.
Take it away, mate.
Race 3, number 3, Mozart's Rival. Field of 10. 5 of them are first up from a spell. I don't like the favourite in Great Nick at all over 1,000. I don't think it's quick enough. Race 3, number 3, has got the fitness edge. Excuses, latest 2. Jimmy Orman to ride. Race 7, number 12, Blood Thunder, in the same interest as Alligator Blood. Very good winner first up. He's just had the 2 starts. All these others are either non-winners, take on trust horses. I think he's a horse on the up. Again, good barrier, Jimmy Orman. So race 7, number 12, Blood Thunder. And the quaddy, 1, 2, 3, 7, into 4, 5, 11, into 2 and 12 with extra units of the 12, and then 1, 5, 6 and 7.
All right, then. Do you have a curfew, Mrs. Walter? What time does she want you home tonight?
We're not allowed out.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
All the best.
There's the old Walter there. Harness Racing from Horsham today. Robbie Orber's best bets. He sent them through for us. Race 5, number 4, Ideal Dan. Race 5, number 4, Ideal Dan, who looks tough to beat in a good little race, but he's an impressive 3-year-old for Emma Stewart. Eastbro Jesse, race 7, number 3, is his value bet. Race 7, number 3, Eastbro Jesse. And the rough is the Regulator, which is in the first race, which isn't far away. Race 1, horse number 5. Now, his quaddy, first leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8. Second leg, 2 and 4. Third leg, 1, 7 and 9. And that final leg, his numbers there are 1, 2, 3 and 7. So 1, 2, 3 and 7. Kilmore Pacing Cup night. Really looking forward to it. What a meeting it promises to be. Now, I'll go through my selections for this meeting. In the cup, I think there's 4 possible winning chances for mine. General Dodge, Out to Play, Tango Tara, Mac Dan, Triple Eight, and also Amazing Dream. So six chances, I should say. But I'm with Just Each Way. I think Triple Eight, his run the other day was superb, I thought, at Bendigo. Off the speed, he ran time. And I think he's a big price, still at $7.50. They bet $21. Obviously, the bookies at the tab didn't watch that race at Bendigo. It was just a ridiculous price to open him up at. But I think he's the one to beat tonight in the Kilmore Pacing Cup. But before I go through my other selections, the rock star of the sport, Jason Lee, he's just probably finished milking the cows and he joins us now on RSN Central. G'day to you, Jason.
Hey, Gareth, how are we?
Good, thank you, mate. General Dodge, what a drive he is. He is the favourite for the Kilmore Pacing Cup, or the second favourite behind Amazing Dream right now. I guess sometimes when you drive these horses that usually a sit sprint, barrier one is a great draw, but it makes you make a couple of decisions that you have to come up with pretty quickly.
Yeah, definitely. We've got some options. So it's a nice gate before the race. Have a talk to Mick and that later today, and we'll do what we sort of think before the race, but something can go out the window and we'll have to do it on the run.
2,690 metres, is that a concern for you?
I don't think so. You don't know until they do it, but yeah, I feel like Rip my Murray.
So he has got that turn of foot. We know he's got the high speed to win a race like this. I guess just if they run solid time throughout, whether he can still finish off as well as he's done in the past. But he's such an exciting pacer. He's an X factor, Jason. And I've never really seen a horse like him in a way where he's only had, what, the 21 starts. Well, this is his 21st start tonight. And he's a rising nine-year-old. He's just a different kettle of fish altogether, really.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit of a talking point. Mick doesn't train many, so, definitely probably one for the little guys. And also, I still think his run first up was probably underrated. The horse had come off one trial after a good spell in Group 1 company at free-for-all level, and probably had never burned off the gate anywhere near as hard as what he did. So, I still think his first up run was probably out of this world to a degree, and many other horses under the circumstances would have been able to perform as well as he did. So, as long as he's come on from that, I'm more than happy with where he's at.
Well, we wish you the best of luck there. Monsieur Delacour is going to get a lovely run just off the speed in the first race.
He was all right the other day. Probably had his chance, but Steve's always done a great job with his team, and happy to jump on him, and from there he'll get another opportunity.
Can Paddy get a jewel in the crown ready to fire in race number two?
He's been racing awesome, Gareth. Just probably going to need a little bit of luck. So if everything went her way, she can definitely win. But she's did sprint and going to need a good toe into it. She's got about 200 metres of real good kick in her.
All right, then. So you'll need it just a J Lee special. And then you pick up a drive for your cousin, Better Call Me, who performed really well up there in Queensland during the carnival. Has Matty Craven told you if he's forward enough to run a big race?
Had a quick chat to Matty yesterday, and he said he'll probably need the run. So he's ready to go. He's ready to race, but I don't know that we'd want to be doing too much on him just after having a little freshen up from that Queensland campaign.
What's your best chance tonight, Jace?
I don't know about tonight. Not overly confident, but if I had to pick me one for the day, I'd probably go with the two-year-old at Lewisham. I think it's a good each-way chance.
Okay, is that in race number two?
Yeah, Bantric down.
Yeah, Benantis, around $6.50 in the paper. Another big man on debut there for Emma Stewart and Chris Alford. So that's a good push, Jace. Race two, number five. So you do close to, around 1,000 Ks today in the car. Yes, I will, Gareth. I've been busy. Drive safely, Jace.
No worries. Thanks, Gareth.
There we go, mate. There's Jason Lee there. Georgie Ferugia joins us to preview the Greyhound meetings tonight at Geelong. And I think we'll go to Bendigo, George, if that's okay.
Yeah, we'll go to Bendigo first, mate. We've got three tips. Race 5, number 1, is where we'll start. Crack and Spike, speedy type, and won 14 races, including a majority of them from the inside draws. Gareth, racing well and shows enough speed to hold a good position here. And I think he should be proved hard to catch. Race 6, number 8, Big Boy Brook. Really enigmatic chaser. Done a few things wrong on the racetrack, but he's in such a rich vein of form. And we tipped him last week and he didn't let us down.
He gave them a start and a beating at Ballarat last start, and his wins and placings before that were really solid. A huge chance again from the wide draw, race 6, number 8. And we come home with race 10, number 3, Hadouken, classy chaser who's been up against some absolute stars of late. And returning to the circle after a heels wheel campaign, and if he steps cleanly, he should be hard to beat. So Bendigo, race 5, number 1, race 6, number 8, race 10, number 3, Geelong.
Tonight. I like this meeting, Georgie, because it's always one of my favourite meetings for some reason. Derby night and Oaks night there at Geelong. Well, heats anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. We get to see the Queen, Quara Bale, looking to jump back into some form. She's very short at $1.30, but there's two that I like. One short, but we're going to have him in a double, Gareth. Race 6, number 1, Hilltop Jonah. Of course, he started as one of the favourites in the Hillsville Cup. He ran third in that top field. His runs up the straight were unbelievable. He picket fenced for a while there, and he was beating some very good greyhounds. He's equally adept on the circle, and I think he'll get the job done. He's only around $1.50 mark, but we'll multi him in with race 12, number 2, Zipping Martina. She's due for a bit of a change of luck, and she looks to have to found her race here. Good placing behind Mr. America last start. Got a fast PB at this track, over 400 metres at Geelong, and I think she'll be winning. So race 6, number 1. Into race 12, number 2 at Geelong. And I passed you across the halls today, Gareth, and you did tip me one at the trots. Can you just remind me of that again?
Because I forgot to go through my tips there at Kilmore after talking to Jason Lee. Robin Royale each way.
That's the one.
I think we can have something each way on 888. So race 7, number 6, 888. Robin Royale, race 8, number 9. And I think that in that same race, Brandlow Prince, race 8, number 6. I think they're both terrific each way value. Earlier on in the night, Georgie, it is a tough night, really. There's a host of chances. I did pick out one, and it was in race number 2. I think that you can have something each way on O Fortuna. I think it's a chance to find the pegs, maybe hand up and get the run of the race. So that's race 2. Number 4, George.
Legend, mate. I'll parlay in with a few of those tips and the greyhounds, and we'll have a good night.
And say hello to Uncle Marzi for us.
I will, mate. Have a good
Kilmore Pacing Cup. He should rock up there. I don't think he can, but, you know, you can. No, don't go there. Are you allowed to go or not?
No, he'd be floating around the edges.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
See you, mate. Bye.
There's Georgie Frugia. Now, this meeting of Benalla, this is terrible news. No certainty that this meeting will be going ahead on schedule anyway, because jockeys are concerned about the wet patch at about the 220-metre mark. Decision to be made shortly. That's through the team there at racing.com. So we'll keep you updated with that developing story there at Benalla. There's a wet patch at the 220-metre mark. Jockeys are concerned. The meeting is under a cloud as we speak. Time for a break.